What did I do? I caught the cat and hung him by his neck from a tree until he was dead. That night I woke up suddenly. My bed was on fire. I heard people outside shouting, "Fire! Fire!" Our house was burning. I, my wife, and our servant were lucky to escape. We stood and watched as the house burned down to the ground. There was nothing left of the building the next morning. All the walls fell down during the night, except one, a wall in the middle of the house. I realized why this wall did not burn, because there was new plaster on it. The plaster was still quite wet. I was surprised to see a crowd of people next to the wall. They were talking and seemed to be quite excited. I went closer and looked over their shoulders. I saw a black shape in the new white plaster. It was the shape of a large cat hanging by its neck. I looked at the shape with complete horror. Several minutes passed before I could think clearly again. I knew I had to try to think clearly. I had to know why it was there. I remembered hanging the cat in the garden of the house next door. During the fire, the garden was full of people. Probably, someone cut the dead cat from the tree and threw it through the window to try and wake me. The falling walls pressed the animal's body into the fresh plaster. The cat burned completely, leaving the black shape in the new plaster. Yes, I was sure that was what happened. But I could not forget that black shape for months. I even saw it in my dreams. I began to feel sad about losing the animal, so I began to look for another one. I looked mostly in the poor parts of our town, where I went drinking. I searched for another black cat of the same size and type as Pluto. One night, as I sat in a dark and dirty drinking house, I noticed a black object on top of a cupboard near some bottles of wine. I was surprised when I saw it. I looked at those bottles a few minutes ago, I thought, and I'm sure that object was not there before.